Alamahim et al. If we're starting from Amar Rabbi, Amar Rabbi, Bami named Demar, Bishas Maisa, I asked Rabba himself during the Shas Maisa, Vafilvas Tri Kuri Lo Sharili, he wouldn't even let me carry a kiveres, a huge basket that was too core, right? That was considered still too much. Come on, Kaitano. Did not kiveres, Akasha kiveres, Akanam of Boris Vina Alexandris, when it comes to this type of netting or straw basket or reed basket or the pit that you have by an Alexandrian boat. Even though they have like something to be placed down, they can hold 40 saws balach with korvs and korim biyavish, two korvs by yavish to horim. They're not considered real kalim; they're considered like the ground, and therefore you can't carry it. I'm Rav on Shabbos. I'm Rav Shamina. High good shatzils have. When it comes to a heap, it's a third of that amount because of the kor, a third of a kor. So Abaye chazil Rava to kadavi lamarav. Abaye saw Rava. He was staring toward the west. And wait a second, why are you looking at the west to see when the sun sets? You should look toward the east, where the east gets, you know, becomes right. Do you think it means the actual east? Lo, Panamam and Demon is a Mizrach. It's the face of the sun when it sets that would be Madim, the Mizrach. So you got to look toward the west. He was looking toward the east. Do you think it really means that? Panama Adim is a Mizrach. It's the sun that would light up the east. It's going to look like a little bit of a window. That's what it's going to look like, and that's how you'd know. The amount of time that it takes for a person from Tishka Cham, from Shkia, which is half a mil, however long it takes to walk half a mil. You want to know how long Rabbi Nechamia's shir is? Yaniacham Barosha Carmel. Leave the sun on the top of Har Carmel, Yarvito Biyam, Biyala, go down, Tovol in the sea, come back up, Zosh Yosh Rabinachami. That's how long it takes, maybe a minute or two. Anokhiya wrote to Liros Be'er Shomer, you want to see the Be'er Shomer, Yala Rosh Carmel, go up to the top of Carmel, Yitzbe, look, Yarkamin Kivra Biyam, you're going to see sort of like something like a Kivra, like a sort of like a netting in the sea, Vizui Be'er Shomer, Yamarav, Mayana Metalto, Tovar of Zu Be'er Shomer, it's like a spring that moves around is considered taller, and that's the Be'er Shomer because it moves around within the sea itself. During Ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda, right, Kohanim can go ahead and tovel because it's so early they could be tovel during that time. But during that time, it's a Safa Kohan Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Rabbi Yosi would say the Kohanim could tovel, and it's still daytime. So Pshita, isn't that obvious, right? I would have thought that maybe the Ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yosi is Shayach to Rabbi Yehuda's Shir. No. The Shalom Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yehuda, when Ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda ends and it's nighttime according to him, Hadamasko Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yosi, that's when Rabbi Yosi considers Ben Hashmashos to start. Amar Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, look Rabbi Yehuda in Shabbos. Looks like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Shabbos, that we have to be machmir and go a little bit earlier. But look Rabbi Yosi in Truma. When it comes to eating Truma, you shall look Rabbi Yosi and wait until the later time. Bishma, look Rabbi Yehuda in Shabbos. Chumra, Avalein in Truma. Mahi, what does that mean? Elam, if it means to tofu, Sveiki. Well, isn't it a suffix? Allah Hilah Truma for eating Truma. The Lachi Quantum Truma, Dishalim Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yosi. That Quantum should not eat Truma till the Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yosi is finished. Now we're on Laman Hema Beis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol. Kochav Echad Yom. If there's one star in the sky, well, that's considered day. Shnaim, if it's two Ben Hashmashos, that's Ben Hashmashos Shlosha Laila. Tani Hachi Kochav Yom. Shnaim Ben Hashmashos Shlosha Laila. Amar Rabbi Yosi Kochav Gedol Lamanirim Biyom. We're not talking about big stars that could be seen during the day. Lo Kochav Ketanu She'enirin Ela Laila, and not small stars that can only be seen at night. Ela Benin. We're talking about middle sized stars. Amar Rabbi Yosi Vazvida. Ha'isa Malacha B'Shnaim Ben Hashmashos. If you do Malacha on Friday and Motzei Shabbos, both Ben Hashmashos, Chayiv Chatzin Manoshach, Chayiv Chatzin Manoshach, one of them was day. Amale Rav Lashame, Atun Delukim Lechu B'Shiur the Rabbanon. You guys don't know the Shiur the Rabbanon. Shimshia Reish Dikla, when the sun hits the top of the palm trees, Itlu Shraga, that's when you light candles, right, for Shabbos. B'Yama Unamai, what do you do if it's a cloudy day? B'Masa, if it's a sun, if it's a town, Chazitanagola, go see the roosters and what they do. If they start to roost, then you got to light candles. B'Dabra, right, in the desert, the areas. B'Orvi, go check out what the ravens are doing. Nami Adani, there's a type of a plant called mallow, right? There's a hairy stem and leaves the purple flowers. When you see that, then you'll know. Tanur Rabbanan, the Brice says, Sheish Tekil Stekil in Erev Shabbos, they used to blow six blasts in Erev Shabbos, Rishon L'Havtel Z'am, L'Havtel Z'amim Malacha B'Shavah Sadeus. The first blast was to stop the people from doing Malacha in the fields, Shnei L'Havtel A'ir V'Chanuyos. The second was to stop the people that were in the city in the stores, Shlushet L'Hadlik Z'Ner Div Rabbi Nelson. The third one was to light the candles. That's what Rabbi Nelson says, Rabbi Yudah, Nasi Omer, no, Shlushet L'Hadlik Z'Tefillin. The third one was to take off Tefillin, Vishol Kedit Zli Ezdal Katan. Then they weighed the amount that it took to roast a small fish, Okedit L'Havdi possibly in order to be able to stick bread inside a tenor, and they would blow the shofar, tkiya chua tkiya, then they would stop on Rosh Hashanah, and Asalam Babylon, Shtokin Marian, Vishovs, and Mitoch Marian. What we do with those Babylonians, they're tokea, and then they do chua, and then they rest, they start Shabbos once they're doing the chua, Tokin Marian, Havalu Hamisha, but then it's going to be five altogether, Shtokin, Vachosim, Tokin Marian, Vishovs, and Mitoch Marian. And that's their minute, that's what they did. Masal Rabbi Yudal, Rabbi Yusuf Bray. Shnia, Halakzaner, the second one was to light the candles. Right? Come on, who's that like? Look, Rabbi Nasi, look, Rabbi Yudal Nasi. That's not like Rabbi Nasi, nor like Rabbi Yudal Nasi, says the fourth one. Right? So, Shish, the Halakzaner, come on, Rabbi Nasi. It's the third one which you light the candles. That's the third blast that you do then. That's like Rabbi Nasi. Tanit Rabbi Yishmal. Shesh Gil Tokin Arab Shabbos. Rabbi Yishmal's academy said the following. There were six tkiyas that they blew out of Shabbos. His kolit kot tkiyah rishon, nimnoa umdim besadim milator, milachrosh milas kol milachrosh besadis. So the first, the people that were standing in the fields, as soon as they heard that first blast, they would stop planting and plowing and doing all the malach in the fields. Bein krovin rishonim lekanis ad shiavo rechoykin. Right, and the nearby ones, the ones closest to the city, were not permitted to leave until the ones from far away came in. Once they all came in, they all came in all at once. But still, the stores were open. But the trisin were there. In other words, the black, the big things that they put in front of the stores to keep people out, right? Those were ready to be put down. When they began to do the second tkiya, well, they took the trisin down, they closed everything up, there still was hot cholent that were placed on top of the kira, on top of the oven, and there were other pots of food. When the third one was done, you took off what needed to be taken off, you did hatmana for whatever you needed hatmana to cover up, and they lit the candles. They weighted the amount that you roast a small fish in order to put bread inside. Did it kia trio tkiya, and they stopped. If you want to light after the six tkiyos, you could still light candles. Because the chamin gave a little bit of amount for the chazan of the gabai to bring his shofar back to his house. Don't do that, because that's tzivrech l'shiurin, because who knows where the gabai lives. Rather, he had a special place where the chazan had on top of his Rushamaniach shofar, that's where he put his shofar. So you shouldn't carry a shofar or trumpets on Shabbos, even though technically they're not usher. But Tani shofar metaltava chatzotzos in metaltan. I thought you could carry a shofar, but you can't carry the trumpets. Amarav Yosef lo kashakam be yochid kam be tzibor. The shofar shall yochid you could carry, but the shofar shall tzibor, I don't think you should carry. I think that's that. Kambit Sibor, you shouldn't carry him. Why would you be able to carry the shofar that belonged to a yachid? Because you'd use it as a bottle for your children by putting it in the big side and putting it down. By the tzibor, you could also use the tzibor's shofar in order to give a drink to a tinok that's, you know, a young, poor kid. We have a price, so just like you're able to move a shofar, you can move the chatzotos. Money, who could that be? Both are mutar according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. Both Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says you can move one, the shofar, you can move the shofar, the yachid ben at tzibor, right? Had Rabbi Shimon, who says both are mutar. Had Rabbi Nechemiah, and Rabbi Nechemiah is the most machmer, he would say both of them are going to be aser. So Rabbi Yehuda would say that a shofar could be carried, chatzotzos cannot be, right? Because the chatzotzos could not be used for anything like that, but the shofar could be used for a little kid, so it doesn't make a difference if it's the yachid or a tzibor. Rabbi Shimon matar everything, shofar chatzotzos, because he doesn't hold of muksa, and Rabbi Nechemiah is the most machmer, right? If he says he's going to say not only a shofar, but also the chatzotzos you're not going to be able to do, right, because you can only use it for a specific purpose, not for anything else. That brings us to four lines down in Lamba Vavadalaf. We'll stop right there.